Before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, I have a habit of reciting Srila Sanatana Goswami's wonderful glorification of the Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavata Mahima Stotram from Sri Krishna Lila Stava. Please hear. Sarva Shastrabdipi Yusha Sarva Vedaika Satpala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnaja Sarva Siddhanta Sarva Lokaika Drikprada. O nectar from the ocean of all scriptures, singular fruit of all the Vedas, rich mine of the precious gems of all conclusive truths, you are the only giver of light to all the worlds. Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dvandudita Ditya Sri Krishna Parivartita. O life heir of all the Supreme Lord's devotees, O Master Srimad Bhagavatam, you are the sun risen in the darkness of Kali. You are the exact image of Sri Krishna. Paramananda Pataya Prema Varshakshadayate Sarvada Sarvasevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostume. I bow down to you, who are supremely blissful to read. Your every syllable pours down a flood of prema. Repeat that. Your every syllable pours down a flood of prema. You can always be served by everyone. You are Sri Krishna himself. Mareka bando matsangin madguro man mahadana mannistadaka madbhagya madananda namostute. My only friend, my constant companion, my spiritual master, my great wealth, my savior, my good fortune, my source of ecstasy, I bow down to you. Asadu saduta dhyin adhini chotata kara hanamuncha gadachin mam premnarit kandayospura. O bestower of saintliness to the unsaintly, O exalter of the most fallen, please never leave me. Always appear in my heart and my voice with pure love. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, text number 33. Whoops. Tasya eva te vapuhu idam nijakala shakya sanchodita prakriti dharmanaha atmaghudham ambasi Ananta Shayanat Viramat Samadehe. Nabehe Abut Swakanika Vatavat Mahaabjam. Tasyaivate Vaparidam Nijakala Shaktya. Sanchodita Prakriti Dharmana Atma Gudham. Ambyasyananta Shayanad Viramat Samadir. Nabherabut Sukanika Vatavan Mahabjam. Tasyaivate Parpuridam Nijakala Shaktya. Sanchodita Prakriti Dharmana Atma Gudam. Ambasyananta Shayanad Viramat Samadhir. Nabherabut Sukanika Vitavan Mahabjam. Tasyaivate Bapuridam Nijakala Shaktya. Sanchodita Prakriti Dharmana Atma Gudam. Ambasyananta Shayanad Viramat Samadir. Nabherabut Swakanika Vatavan Mahabjam. Tasya. Of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva. Certainly. Te. Of you. Vapuhu. The cosmic body. Idam. This universe. Nijakala Shaktya. By the potent time factor. Sanchodita. Agitated. Prakriti Dharmanaha. Of him. By whom the three gunas. Or qualities of material nature. Atmagudam. Dormant in yourself. Ambasi, in the water known as the causal ocean. Anantashayanat, from the bed known as Ananta. Another feature of yourself. Viramat Samadhi, having awakened from the Samadhi. Yogic trance. Nabehe, from the navel. Abhut. Appeared. Sukanika. From the seed. Vatavat. Like the great banyan tree. Mahabjam. The great lotus of the worlds. Has similarly grown. Translation by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This cosmic manifestation, the material world, is also your body. This total lump of matter is agitated by your potent energy known as Kala Shakti. And thus the three modes of material nature are manifested. You awaken from the bed of Shesha, Ananta, and from your navel, a small transcendental seed is generated. It is from this seed that the lotus flower of the gigantic universe is manifested, exactly as a banyan tree grows from a small seed. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Purport by His Divine Grace. the three different forms of Mahavishnu, namely Karnadakashaya Vishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, and Shurdakashaya Vishnu, who are the origin of creation and maintenance, are gradually being described. From Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is generated, and from Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, Shurdakashaya Vishnu gradually expands. Thus, Mahavishnu is the original cause of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, and from Garbhodakashaya Vishnu comes the lotus flower from which Lord Brahma is manifested. Thus, the original cause of everything is Vishnu, and consequently, the cosmic manifestation is not different from Vishnu. And from Garbhodakashaya Vishnu comes the lotus flower from which Lord Brahma is manifested. Thus, the original cause of everything is Vishnu, and consequently, the cosmic manifestation is not different from Vishnu. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, wherein Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is an expansion of Karnadakashaya Vishnu, who is an expansion of Sankarshan. In this way, Krishna is ultimately the cause of all causes, sarva, karana, karanam. The conclusion is that both the material world and the spiritual world are considered to be the body of the Supreme Lord. We can understand that the material body is caused by the spiritual body, and is therefore an expansion of the spiritual body. Thus, when one takes up spiritual activities, one's entire material body is spiritualized. Similarly, in this material world, when the Krishna consciousness movement expands, the entire material world becomes spiritualized. As long as we do not realize this, we live in the material world. But when we are fully Krishna conscious, we live not in the material world, but in the spiritual world. Om Ajnana Timidandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadate Swabadantikam Mukham Karirivachalam Pangam Longayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurun Dinataranam Namashreshtamanum Apisachi Putram Atrasarupam Rupam tasya gajam urupurim maturim koshtavatim Radha kundam girivada maho radhika madhavasam Prapto yasya patita kripayo Shri Gurun dantandatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta padakamalam Shri Gurun vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam sagrajatam sahagana Raghunathan vitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam sadvadutam Parijanachatam Krishna Chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna padan Sahagana lalita Shri Vishakhan vitamscha Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prishtaya bhutale Shrimate bhaktivedanta Swamin iti namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Shishi Gonitai Ki Jai Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Shri Radha Shama Sundalalita Vishaka Ki Jai Manchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvijaye Namaha. Nityananda Maham Naomi Sarvananda Kadam Padam Harinama Padam Devam Avaduta Shiromanim. He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye. Hantaya Madalabala Haridasya Varyo Yad Ramakrishna Charanas Parasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayosta Yoryat Paniyasu Yavasakandana Kandamulahai Matsamo Nasti Papatma Napadadi Nakaschana Padihade Pilajjame Kimruve Purushottama Yuvatinam Tatayuni Yunam Chayavatau Yata Mano Bidipate Tadvam Mano Me Rimatam Twayi Bhumau Skalitupadanam Bhumyareva Balambanam Twayi Jata Padadanam Twam Meva Sharanam Prabhu Govinda Balabe Radhe Prarthaye Twamaham Sada Tudiyam Iti Janatu Govindomam Twaya Saha Radhe Vrindavanadishe Karuna Mitavahini Kripayatavapadabja Dasyam Mayam Pradiyatam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What time do I stop? What time do I stop? I was listening to a class from Gopi Paranandana Prabhu the other day. I try to listen to him as much as possible. He and Srila Prabhupada. And either he got a question or he asked a question to his audience, which it was a very nice question, and I hadn't heard it put in exactly that way. He asked, why is Maya so strong? You think about it. Why is Maya so strong? We're hearing from Prahlad Maharaj, and not only do we hear from Prahlad Maharaj, we hear from practically every exalted devotee who offers prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam about this material creation and how it comes into being. Just how complex it is. So Gopi Pranadana Prabhu's answer was, because Krishna is so beautiful and so powerful that it takes something very powerful to cause us to forget him. And fortunately or unfortunately, we decided to come here. It's on us. It's not on him. This incredibly complex creation, which is just beginning to be described here in this verse, how the Lord himself goes to sleep. Well, it's not actually sleep. Not sleep like we sleep. He closes his eyes and are half closed or something, and he goes into trance. And in that trance, while he's in that trance, enjoying, by the way, with his consorts, especially Rama, the goddess of fortune, at the same time, he creates this material world. He expands from his own energy. The pradhan, which is the total unmanifested atoms, if you want, just mixed up without any differentiation as a cloud. And then from a distance, he glances at it. Just like we can know something that's far away from the breeze that's blowing. See? Our senses, our sense of smell, don't have to actually be right there with the object. We don't even have to be seeing it or being aware of it. But just by the odor that comes from the breeze, we can understand here's a stool field, or here is a orchard of fragrant lotus flowers or something. So like that, the impetus for the Lord taking this trouble, of course, for him it's not trouble. He doesn't have to take trouble to do anything. He is self-sufficient, and he is all-powerful, and he is completely independent. He doesn't need anything or anyone for him to be satisfied. He is self-satisfied completely. And those of us in the material world, there's a perverted reflection of that satisfaction that makes us think that we belong in this material world. And that's the effect of this cosmic manifestation, which we've just heard is non-different from him, non-different from his body. It is his external body. Just like we have an external body and we have a spiritual body, he also has a spiritual body and an external body. And that external body is this material world. Only that profound power can cover the souls, cause them to forget such a wonderful benefactor, such a wonderful surit. Su means good, and heart means, rit means heart. Surit, surida. Sarvabhutana. He is everyone's well-wisher. But we have a tendency to think in terms of good and bad, friends and enemies, success and failure, heat and cold. And therefore, being absorbed in these dualities, which are being created by him, we forget. We forget who we are. We forget our own spiritual identity as a part and parcel of him. And we go about our business in this material world, sometimes in a higher planet, sometimes in a lower planet, sometimes in an elevated position, sometimes in a lowly position. Abrahma bhavana loka puna arvatanorjuna mamopetya tukonteya punarbidya. And we suffer. Everyone. No exceptions. You become very pious and you go to the heavenly planets and you suffer. Of course, you enjoy also. There's always some enjoyment. But that enjoyment is like a drop of water in a desert. It doesn't do much. We need an ocean. That ocean is contained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But before we jump into that ocean, we have to understand a few things. And that is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Vyasadev, you remember, in the first canto, he's compiled or edited or revealed, and some literatures he's actually written himself, such deep spiritual understanding and knowledge of the history of the universe and all the different personalities and activities that go on here. But still he felt incomplete. And so he, just as he was feeling despondent, actually, see, everyone from beginning to end sometimes feels despondent in this material world. Even Vyasadeva, who was a literary incarnation of God. It may be a pastime, but nonetheless, there it is. So who shows up just at that moment? Narada Muni, his spiritual master. When we most needed guidance, when we most needed help, those of us who were feeling despondent to the point of, you know, I don't know the word. I can't find the word. Suffering so much. Prabhupada came and delivered us Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. I've been for the last, since February of 2014, I made a vow after spending 17 years editing so many books. I made a vow to systematically go through Srila Prabhupada's books again. And once I started, I couldn't stop, because as nice as the books are that I was involved in editing, the topics, and so sweet and so wonderful, these books are different. Srila Prabhupada's books are different. There's a certain power in Prabhupada's books, the way they're written, the simplicity, the profundity, the eloquence, and especially again the power to give us understanding and realization just by hearing them. Just by hearing them. But to get the full understanding just by hearing them, you have to hear in a special way. Actually, it's not so special. It's simple. So simple that Prabhupada sometimes said, it's easy to miss. It's easy to catch. We miss it. It's so simple. Even though on every page of Prabhupada's books, he's crying out. Krishna's crying out. Maya saktamana partha. Yogam yunjan madashrayaha asam shayam samagram mam yata yashashi tachrinu. Just hear how by taking shelter of me, without doubt, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, especially at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but all the way through, from time to time, he makes this point. If you can just hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, with faith and love, and without argument. Without argument. Asangshayam samagram mam. Free from doubt. Arguments come from doubt. If we can hear like that, so what is the purpose of all these elaborate descriptions of the creation? Is to convince us of just how difficult this material world is to overcome. Impossible. Krishna says himself, Daivyesha gunamayi mamma maya duratyaya. Mameva ye prapajante mayametam tarantite. He says, this energy is daivi, it's divine. And here, this is the essence of these verses, explaining exactly where the material energy came from, how it transformed, how Krishna transforms himself into this material world through his external energy and creates the external body, his own external body. To come out of it, one has to understand it to the point where we become free from doubt and delusion, and we can just hear. Now, I'll give you a personal anecdotal experience I had this year. Don't mind. This year I was attacked by typhoid fever. 50 days. Yeah, 50 days. No joke. And I came this close to leaving my body. There's nothing to make you serious about having a near-death experience. But I'm sitting here on this seat promising you that what I'm telling you is true, exactly as I experienced it. I was able to fulfill the vow that I started in February 6th, 2014, to read at least 41 pages of Srimad Bhagavatam at the time, but I ended up going on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then back to the Bhagavad Gita, and then on to the Bhagavatam, and on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, back to the Bhagavad Gita, on to Srimad Bhagavatam, back to Chaitanya Charitamrita, and here was the result. Of course, it's not over yet. Still getting the hang of it. Every day, without missing a day. So in my reading, I happened to be in Chaitanya Charitamrita at that time when I had that fever. And somehow or other, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I got some strength to continue to hear in the midst of that fever and continue my prescribed vow of rounds, number of rounds. And at one point I was in Houston, Texas, and they had done a blood test and there was very little water in my blood. If there's no water in your blood, what are you? Dead. Very little. But by the mercy of Guru Bhakti, we call her Dr. Bhakti. So many years of experience treating devotees also. She saved me. At least she was the instrument. Krishna saved me, but she was an instrument. And I was able to keep my vow, and I was reading at least an hour of Chaitanya Charitamrita out loud. This is a very, very important point I want to make to all of you. In the material world now, the atmosphere is becoming so surcharged with Kali. What does Kali mean? Who knows? What does Kali mean? Coral. The word Kali means coral. And believe me, if you're not fully Krishna conscious, then the quarreling atmosphere is becoming so strong, it will affect us also, every one of us. And we will find fault, and we will speak it. If it stays in your mind, okay. We get a compensation, Prabhupada told us, and it's in Shastra. In Kali Yuga, you're not responsible for the things that you think. God, thank. Thank God. If we were responsible for everything we thought, where would we be? In another species. In another planet. Another place. But if you, as soon as you speak it or do something about it, you immediately are responsible for the action. So there I was, you know, sitting there, getting ready to read Chaitanya Charitamrita onto Leela. And all of a sudden, by providence, by force of circumstances, and that's what this verse is about, we've been put into the material world, and the actions and reactions that cause the cosmic manifestation to come into being or to manifest itself within this material energy and then to become withdrawn. How long does that take? By our time? 311 trillion 40 billion years of our time. And what is that time? According to Mahavishnu's time, it is one out-breath and one in-breath. And when he breathes out, all the universe has come into being. From his pores of his body, out of each pore of his body, comes out a seed, an egg, golden egg of a universe. And it they enter into that accommodating chamber of pradhan, the energy, Krishna's energy, the material energy, and he causes it by his infinite will. He causes it to act as if it is inert, even though he enters into each atom, and so the soul and the super soul is there in every atom of this universe. ...311 trillion years. And then it all comes back into his body. And he waits, he sleeps, rests, has his pastimes with his consorts in the spiritual world and his eternal liberated souls. And in the meantime, the souls who are conditioned at the end of the creation, they come into his body and they rest there in the body, just like we rest in the body of our mother before we come out. Every one of us, no exceptions. Well, except for Lord Brahma and a few of his mind-born sons and Prithu and his wife. First human beings. So there I'm sitting. By providence, Krishna took everything. In other words, I experienced that I had nothing in this world. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying this is no spiritual realization. This was by providence, by the force of this disease that I had. But by the knowledge that I had been imbibing by hearing every day Prabhupada's books systematically, every day, out loud. No cheating. You can't cheat when you read out loud. When you're not reading out loud, you can go like this and your mind can be anywhere. But if you read out loud, preferably with others, with other devotees, or even if no other devotees are around, to yourself, then the sound the transcendental sound of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are, as Sanatana Goswami explained to us in his prayers to the Bhagavatam, non-different from him. The Srimad Bhagavatam is an incarnation of Krishna, just as the holy names of Krishna are incarnations of Krishna. And anyone can associate with Krishna by this process of hearing. So one may think, well, Prabhupada gave us this program, so we sit every morning and we hear. Isn't that enough? Well, in 1974, I'll get back to the story. Don't worry. I'll get back to the story. In 1974, Prabhupada came to San Francisco for Rath Yatra, and he graciously had a darshan with us book distributors, Sankirtan devotees, who were doing well at that time. We were, excuse me, Maharaj, beating L.A. at that time, at least for a few months. And Prabhupada was pleased with us. And we came in, and we sat, and in acute anticipation of his words, in which he would encourage us and inspire us to continue to distribute his books, the first words out of his mouth, "Well, are you reading my books?" And Vaishyasika Prabhu and I looked at each other and smiled, because we were. And we never stopped. And then he explained to us, as he did earlier in the year, in January, in Honolulu, when they were having all the kerfuffle about the sannyasi who left and so many histories Prabhupada went through. Don't think that the difficulties are just now. They always have been, they are, and they always will be difficulties in this material world. And there's only one solution, always. And that's to hear with rapt attention. So, in those days, everyone was in Mangalartik. If you weren't, you were like persona non grata. Everyone was in Bhagavatam class. If you weren't, you were like persona non grata. Isn't it? So when Prabhupada said, "Are you reading my books?" he didn't mean just coming to the Bhagavad class every day, because all of us were. He wanted us to read his books. And then later in the year, he wrote a letter to Hansa Duda. Same thing. He said, I'm writing these books, and when I find time, I read them myself. Out loud. One time my dear godbrother Tejas Das, who was here in India in the beginning of the Indian Yatra, and Prabhupada was quite dear to Prabhupada. He was very intelligent. He was in the Peace Corps teaching, very intelligent, brilliant mind. And he met Prabhupada, and in one stroke he just surrendered, and Prabhupada used to take him with him when he traveled around India. And there was a kind of a daily ritual where he would come in to Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada would stop whatever he was doing, and he would interchange with Tejas. This was a regular daily affair. And then one day, Tejas came into the room, and Prabhupada didn't look up, and he didn't stop what he was doing, and he didn't acknowledge his presence. And this was a shocked Tejas. So he thought, "Oh, something's going on here. Maybe I better sit down, see what it is." He couldn't see, he said, he told me. I couldn't see what he was reading. But he was reading. Prabhupada was reading his own books. And he was completely absorbed. And then after some time, Tejas was watching him, full concentration. And then Prabhupada looked up. You know how when you look up and you look out and you're not looking at anything, but you're looking at everything? You had that experience? You kind of... And he said, I could not have written these books. Krishna wrote these books. So there I was, sitting in this chair, almost dead, and having this nishkinchana experience by force, not by spiritual attainment, believe me. And I started to read out loud Panchalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I began, confirmed. I'll finish my sentence, don't worry. When Prabhupada didn't hear that going on exactly at the right time, he got very, very upset. So, I began to hear. You know, there's different levels of hearing. You know, there's the kind of hearing in which we try to collate our thoughts. Sometimes we may be studying a particular Shastra to get more knowledge and to become learned so that we can speak nicely. Standing right here, back of me, when Prabhupada left. Yeah. Hare Krishna. And there was none of that. I was just hearing, and I was associating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal associates. And I had sensations that I'd never had before, even after 45 years. And then all of a sudden, just bear in mind, this was a 50-day fever, and I was suffering like a wounded dog. And within 15 minutes, all that suffering disappeared. From that moment, I understood that I was with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is always available to me at any moment. Krishna is always available to me at any moment. Every atom of this universe is Krishna's energy, and we can see it if we just open our ears. There's a class of person who wants to see Krishna, demands to see Krishna. Krishna's not like that. He's nobody's order supplier. He is our order supplier. He's giving us everything. But we are his servants. And if we can hear submissively like that, then our material sufferings will go away. That doesn't mean that we don't have disease. It doesn't mean that we don't have difficulties. This material world is dukhalayam, ashaswatam. It's certified by Krishna himself. But there's a way out. There's a way not to become too disturbed, that we have to speak nonsense and do nonsense. We don't have to do it. And to get the strength to do that, we must hear these books, Prabhupada's books, every day, systematically, cover to cover. And we'll be able to contextualize every point that Prabhupada makes, the reason why these intense descriptions of the creation are there again and again and again and again. I had one devotee come to me in Houston after this, and he was saying to me, "You know, Maharaj, Prabhupada's books just keep repeating the same thing. Isn't it boring?" I said, "That means you still think you're your body. Because if you don't complete, if you don't hear these things again and again, what will happen? You will forget. Because the material energy is Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. It's late.
Vishal Prabhu has a question.